These tourists cycling fearlessly in Soweto are finishing up a historical tour in one of the world's most famous townships, where they are taught about life during white minority rule known as apartheid.
The house of a freedom fighter, Dr. Nelson Mandela.
On the historic Vilakazi Street, where Nobel Prize winners Nelson Mandela and Desmond Tutu used to live, we now find fancy cafes, streetlights, and a wide display of luxurious cars. When he was released from prison 18 years ago, Mandela promised the Sowetans a better life. The policies of empowerment have led to a new generation determined to prove that successful and Sowetans could be compatible. Musa and Amos belong to the new generation of Soweto entrepreneurs. They launched a concept of cheap gaming zone in 2006. Today they have 10 containers with video games inside, spread out over Soweto. Local kids can come play the latest video games at cheap prices inside the containers.
Around the townships, you find that one of the most popular things that kids find as an entertainment for them, it's playing soccer. So we thought that maybe if we do this kind of a setup, this will bring another way of, you know, kids being able to entertain themselves.
A brief goodbye to the last group of tourists for the day, and Nkululeko, the tour guide, goes back to a different Soweto, less shiny. Just a strip of swamp separates the neat area of Pimville from the shack of Cape Town. It is here that the Freedom Charter, a draft of the current South African constitution, was signed in 1955 at the height of the anti-apartheid struggle. But despite its historical importance, Cape Town has not benefited from the same development as other parts of Soweto.
Cape Town is still a lower class area that you still find people sharing a lot of things like that's supposed to be private, like toilets and communal water system. You still find taps on the street. And of course, for the fact that people are still living in tin houses or that are made of corrugated iron, that really makes it a lower class for me.
Soweto, short for South West Township, is made up of 25 districts spread out over 150 square kilometers and is home to 1.2 million people. Because it was diversely developed during apartheid, the post-apartheid development didn't happen at the same pace, say history professor Noor Nistakhodian.
Yes, there is development, but it's uneven development. So, because next to that major development, you still have extreme poverty.
But slowly, change is coming to Cape Town too. Just next to the golf course, which separates it from a more affluent area, a string of new houses was recently built to accommodate local families. Emily Yob, for VOA News, Soweto, South Africa.